Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We're in our guest segment. Thank you so much for joining us. And you can hear I'm slowly but surely getting a little stronger. Let's just hope I'm not breathing all over the microphone by the time we're done. But the news must go on because there's heavy, heavy stuff going on. And I've asked John Wayne to come on. We're going to compare information. I've been looking at some of the things that John's been sending me today, and it matches quite closely with what he doesn't even know that I'm going to tell him. And so his information here is good, although it's kind of on a parallel path. So before we join John, I need to take care of some business. We could see the shutdown of the internet any day, cell phones any day, landlines any day. And this is why I have a sat phone. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not look at getting a sat phone for each member of your family, you could find yourself out of touch. I remember when I interviewed John Moore, former Green Beret. Excuse me. Excuse me. And sometimes you don't get the cough button in time. Anyway, when I was interviewing John Moore, I asked him, I said, John, what was your scariest experience in combat? He said, loss of command. He said, when you do not have your comms, when you cannot communicate, he said, you are totally lost. You're in the dark. It's scary. And I said, I know, this is what we're facing now. So this is why I went to the sat phone solution, so each member of my family will not be isolated. And you need to look at doing the same thing. 855-980-5830. 855-980-5830. You really want to take advantage of this. So anyways, we proceed on. I just wanted to let you also know that the economy is booming in some areas, and it's falling apart in others. It will all meet at the same place. You need to have your investments backed up. IRA, 401k. This is what Noble Gold did for me. It's what they'll do for you. And you will not fail. If your business fails, your bank goes down, your investments are gone. Unless they're backed by precious metals. And that's Noble Gold's specialty. If you have assets to protect, you owe it to yourself to call them. 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And then finally, to add to the misery of the food supply chain problem, how about the mega drought? I'm sure you've heard about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your food. And you're just about out of time. Great specials, 4-week specials, 2,000 calories per day, restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. Don't have to get your food from the wrong person. The last person you want controlling your food is Bill Gates. Go to preparewithdave.com. Preparewithdave.com. That is the people who bring us what we're doing. And you can see all our advertising is designed to enhance your survival. Well, John Wayne has a show called The Unequivocal Truth. And we'll hit on that before we close. But we have some information that's breaking out of the Middle East. So, John, welcome to the show, and I just thought I'd let you open up with what you have heard regarding the Hal Turner reports with regard to missile strikes against Israel.
It's purported. It hasn't been fully full-on verified yet, but I mean, supposedly missiles were fired towards a nuclear facility in Douma. And, you know, it ties into some of the more escalations that's been going on over there as well. I don't know if you'd heard about, I'm pretty sure you had to have, about the tanker ship or cargo ship. I can't remember the tanker or cargo ship that was hit by a missile. And that was supposedly fired from Iranian-backed forces in the Straits of Hormuz. And then in retaliation, Israel bombed the heck out of a nuclear a centrifuge site over there in Iran, from what I gather. So, I mean, it's heating up. And, we need to figure out where the chips are going to fall, I guess, so to say, right? Who's who? Who's in control of this area? Who's in control of that area? And who is siding with each other and who isn't? And, you know, it's interesting to see, because not only the Middle East, but we've got the Eastern European theater of war. War's going on over there. Folks need to understand it over there on the border of Ukraine and Russia. And then you get the South China Sea, and then you've got the internal destabilization here in the States. You know, I don't know where you want to run, but yeah, the Middle East is a big thing. Israel, Syria, and Iran, that's a big, big thing.
Well, they're all interrelated. Trying to think of the best way to put this. Russia has basically told whomever will listen that when the field's dry in Ukraine, they're sending the tanks in. They fear that on C-147s that Biden has sent nuclear weapons to Ukraine. And, of course, we know he's being blackmailed by Ukraine. And as a consequence, this is a very volatile situation. The Russians have stationed, and I've now had this more than quadruple sourced, verified. Steve Quayle has this, as does Paul Preston and others, that the Russians have stationed nuclear submarines off our East Coast, and if we interfere, East Coast will be lit on fire. And Trump met with Putin 2 weeks ago. World leaders want Biden out. Biden was refused admission to the Pentagon. When I first reported that, I said, hey, it's speculation, but I can tell you there's a problem with the military and Biden, because they feel he's selling them out. And he is. He is. He's setting us up for defeat with Russia. Mm-hmm. And he was denied admission by the Marine Corps Commandant last Friday to the Pentagon and one Joint Chiefs. Milley has been deposed as the head of the Joint Chiefs. He's a Biden supporter. I could go on and on here, but these are just the highlights. I'm receiving reports tonight that I'm going to vet through the evening that Spetsnaz are following all our nuclear people. And mm-hmm. the implication is, if we go to war, it's assassination time by the Spetsnaz. Mm-hmm. And so those are just some of the highlights. I have a whole lot more things I'm looking into. But let me tell you this. What I have just said, people say, oh, I don't know. Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's all been verified, folks, by multiple reporters, multiple settings, multiple sources. This is all true. It's happening right now as we speak.
That's right. You know, you're right about the East Coast. I have a flight radar tracking system. Not here. Like, I've got a dish spinning or anything. But no, it's a software program called globe.adsbexchange.com, and you can track military flights in live time if their transponders on and transponding. And off the southeast coast there, over around Florida, there have been a lot of P-8 Poseidons. Out there doing maneuvers, hunting subs. I mean, the P-8 Poseidon's made to hunt subs, but, you know, I was watching this early this morning, and they had the EC-8, I think it's the EC-8, or, you know, well, the Doomsday plane nonetheless, E-8B or something to that effect. And it flew literally through the middle of my state at like 27,000 feet doing 296 knots. That's pretty darn slow and quite low for such a big plane. And then they had the RC-135Es, which are electronics spy planes up too. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I think they're expecting something, you know. And, I mean, rightfully so. We've pissed a lot of countries off.
It's not us. It's not that people are lying in wait for the United States en masse. I want to say this again. World leaders want Biden gone. They see mm-hmm. him being a threat to the existence of many countries, and they're not going to go down on their sword for Biden and the New World Order.
No, they won't.
So this is, right now, there's been a proposal out there, and this part I do know is true. It's been rejected. Trump told Putin, America will never accept a Russian peacekeeping force on American soil. And and they said the same thing about Israel. Russia was willing to capitulate and let Israel take the lead on American soil in combination with American military units and get rid of this administration once and for all. What the status of that is right now is very much up in the air. but world leaders are behind this. You want to know who's behind this? This is interesting. South Korea, Philippines, a lot of our Asian allies. Even Australia is second-guessing its domination by China. They're trying to back away. So this people don't realize you never okay at 7 o'clock in the morning on December 7th, 1941 the average American had no idea what was about ready to happen. That's where we're at right now.
That's right. You know, when it does happen, I mean, think about all the people out there that are completely utterly totally uninformed, you know, that have no idea about any of this stuff that we broadcast about. You know, they'll literally lose it. I mean, people are going to lose their minds when things go, I don't know if I want to say thermal, but they've got a very good chance of going thermal. What was it? Some bigwig over there in Ukraine basically told Putin, hey, you want to push the gambit, we'll just destroy a nuclear power plant and have it melt down, and then you guys can deal with the humanitarian crisis.
Well, it's even worse than that. Putin has basically said to every nation in NATO, if this starts, you will all lose one major city with hypersonic weapons. That part I verified too. So this is not a drill. This is not theoretical, sit around, let's make BS up. This is real stuff. Real stuff. I had a conversation yesterday with Steve Quayle, and he said, man, Dave, your RSOF source is incredible. And he just started detailing all these things that I had not even told him. He already knew. And he already knew my sources knew. That's how out there this is.
And interestingly enough, I'm just kind of checking this flight track radar app right now, and the E-6B has taken off. Oh, where was it out here? I can actually turn its transponder on southwest of Florida out of the Key West, and it took a big sweeping loop up off of the coast of Florida and then come back in up around Charleston. Now it's over Atlanta. You know, I mean, DEFCON 1, the military is at defense condition 1, I'd have
to say. Yeah, let me read to you something here. You're right on the money here, and I wanted you just pulled the words right out of a communique I had. Give me just a minute here to pull this up.
Okay.
Because I wasn't prepared to go live with this here, but let me...
They've got the other E-6B, and it took off. Man, it's been everywhere. Out of Oklahoma, Edmonton Air Force Base, up and all through Colorado, up and over Lincoln, Nebraska, up and over South Dakota, down and around Denver, back and forth, and flew over Salt Lake City, and right now it is over around northeast of Sacramento up in the Nevada desert. So they've got two E-6Bs up on each coast currently right now.
I can't believe someone would take this down. But I did make a backup. Here it is here. I thought it was here. Okay, I'm going to have to borrow from different parts. One, there is a... continuity of government in place right now. Two sides. One side's Trump. One side is the military exclusive of Biden. I thought you'd find that to be a little interesting. Yep. And, okay, let me...
And Donald Trump is still using the beast. You know, Biden's not riding around in the beast. You know, they're the souped-up limo.
Okay, I cannot attribute the source here by mutual agreement, but I'll just read to you what you have. Dave, check your sources. They're right on the money. We are now at DEFCON 1. According to all intelligence sources I have, all command militaries in their respective bunkers. I can confirm Biden was denied access, as you reported, to the Pentagon. Also, all Ukrainian officials who have access to nuclear weapons are shadowed by Russian Spetsnaz, and they will be taken out upon appropriate judgment. The same thing is true here. Our nuclear force personnel are being shadowed by Spetsnaz. Putin is the most serious about taking out London. They are a prime target, and they know it. So that's just partial what I have, just partial.
Right.
We're on the war board here, folks. You're listening to a show right now. This is the war board. There's no question what I'm telling you is true. I remember I published Sunday or Monday, and I said, I cannot confirm this story with Biden and the Pentagon and being refused admission, but I'm telling you, something's up with the military and Biden. Something's really up. And within 4 hours, Paul Preston and I had both verified the story.
Right. You know, I got to ask you something. I mean, I've heard this. I have not been able to verify it. I don't know how true it is. But supposedly there was a P-8 Poseidon that was downed somewhere over east, far east. I don't know exactly where. I don't know if it was off like the Kermadec or if it was somewhere around Ukraine. But I'd heard that. I have not been able to verify that yet. But, you know, another interesting thing here, I'm still kind of going over some of these flights that are currently in the air right now. And took off out of Offutt Air Force Base an R-135 or the Boeing RC-135W, and that's an electronics command and control aircraft, and it's flying just south of the mid of South Dakota right now up through Nebraska. So, I mean, they've got the eyes and ears in the air, you know, the E-6B Mercury doomsday planes on each coast, and then now just to see this, the electronics command and control aircraft. You know, when do you think something could happen, you know, the first strike, I guess, if you would?
Well, this is being a weather event driven. The Russians have clearly said, we're waiting for the fields to dry in Ukraine. And when they dry up sufficiently, the tanks are coming in. And if Biden has interfered, the U.S. is getting nuked.
Mm-hmm. Well, they, you know, he...
2 weeks.
The,
2 weeks. What was it? 2 weeks.
Yeah, we had, I think, was it the Ukrainian ambassador, I want to say, met with Putin. And I'm assuming he got his rear end chewed pretty good and grilled, because I guess when he left the meeting from the Kremlin, he looked a little bit distraught. And as soon as that meeting concluded, the two warships they had about ready to enter the Black Sea turned around and left. And from what I've heard, you know, and to tie with what you're saying about Putin in London and, or Russia against London or, you know, the United Kingdom, I guess the United Kingdom is sending a task force into the Black Sea. I heard that today as well.
Suicidal.
Yeah, it is.
It's, I mean, the British Navy will cease to exist within an hour. Suicidal. But again, we know the people of Britain are not in charge of their government. This is a total new world order government. Total, absolute, positively. And they don't care what they have to sacrifice. The what people aren't asking here, and I'm going to go ahead and bring this out, the reason that Biden, on behalf of the globalists, want Russia and the U.S. to go to war at any cost is because China can't project military power on a global scale. But they want China to be the world policeman because they're brutal enough to set up the new world order in the way they want it. So they've got to put America and Russia in ruins. And therefore, then your ability to project military power globally doesn't matter any longer because there's no competition. So that's why we're looking at the situation we are with regard to forcing war between Russia and the U.S.
Yep, that's right. And I'm, you know, I mean, I'm still kind of befuddled by this. I'm still looking at this, and there's an actual RC-135W up over close to the Paracel Islands in that area, South China Sea. And that's, you know, the electronic command control plane is United States aircraft, so... I mean, they've got their listening ears on, sniffers on. I guess as well, the Department of Defense owns an aircraft, a helicopter, and it's a sniffer. You know, it sniffs out nuclear or biological or things to this effect, and it's been making quite a few loops around D.C. and over around Annapolis and Delaware. Dave, I've said it before, and I'll just say it again. I don't put it past the deep state or those who are in control of such things, the true enemies, the usurpers of this country, to literally nuke a city, a 9/11 2.0, if you would.
I think it's worse than that at this point. But we may be beyond that, too. The forces at work here, I mean, let's go back and talk about for a second the story with Israel getting attacked. Hamas and Hezbollah have been named, and they've taken credit. They have aligned themselves with the imams in Iran. And no one's talking about the imams, and they should be. The imams are a completely insane sect. And I'm not criticizing religion, I'm talking about the people. They want to have, I think it's called the Ahmadi, but they want the final Armageddon conflict from their religion. It's the fulfillment of their religious prophecy according to them. Now listen, most Iranians are not on board with this crap. They do not like it. They fear it. They don't like the imams. But the imams are trying to promote end days events. And it's something actually that Glenn Beck actually covered about 7-8 years ago. And he did a really credible job of it. And he's right on the money with what he said. And this attack by Iran is spurred by the imams because they're trying to force World War III. Russia is turning its back on Iran right now because the imams are out of control. Here's what Russia would like. In an ideal world, here's what Russia wants. Independence of the globalists. A good working relationship with the United States. Putin likes Trump. Trump likes Putin. Mm-hmm. They would like that relationship. This is what the Russian collusion delusion was all about after Trump got elected in 2016. They had to keep the two apart because it was the anathema to the globalist takeover of this world. So Putin wants an alliance. He also sees the utility in working with Israel because they're not China. People say Russia, China, Russia, China. Russia wants nothing to do with China. They fear that China one day will have these snap military drills where they're pretending to invade American forces and then cross the border into Russia and start a war there. And there's a real threat to this, too, because a lot of people don't know this. In the tank commands of Putin, most of his tank commanders are Asian. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't feel he has a loyalty issue with Asian tank commanders, but as I've been told by a military source, one can never totally be sure. And so these are the dynamics as it lays out. You've got the extremists in Iran. You've got Russia basically turning their backs on Iran right now because they just see this as going down one path. Putin does not really want to have World War III, but he needs Ukraine as a pass-through for the natural gas into Europe. Mm-hmm. And he can control natural gas and politics in Europe, like in Germany, in France, and so forth. And by doing that, he can assure that he has control of these countries in NATO that will never attack him, because he controls their home heating oil. And that's why Ukraine's so important, because they're a pass-through for this product. And Burisma, in part, was a deal to block the pass-through. And this is where Biden got compromised. Mm-hmm. So I hope this makes sense, but there's a lot of different moving parts here that you have to coordinate to even halfway understand what's going on.
Right. I mean, it's all tied together, and it's all from a lot of fallout that's happened over the past, just a handful of years. Boy, all this would have just been completely hush-hush and quashed if Donald John Trump had never, ever been president of the country. You know, if Hillary would have got in there, the vaccine agenda and all that stuff would have been rolled out on the dime as they'd had planned before, and the war with Russia would have started. Because wasn't she saying something to the effect that, you know, when I'm president, boy, it's on with Russia, more or less. I mean, not verbatim.
No, she said it verbatim. In debate number two, she called for a no-fly zone. Well, at that time, Russia was flying around protecting its Syrian assets. And if Hillary would have imposed a no-fly zone, meaning the shoot down of Russian jets, that would have been World War III right there.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to see it. It's going to happen. You know, and the one thing I'm waiting on, you know, because biblical prophecy has just been unfolding left and right over the past 6 years. And the one thing that will really firmly tell us where we stand is when Damascus is totally lies and ruins. Mm-hmm. You know,
one day.
Yep, in one day. Yep. And, you know, when we see that, we'll have a really firm understanding where we're at. And the only way to destroy and completely level Damascus in one day, that's thermonuclear. you know, or air fuel bomb or something to that effect, you know. But they're going to do this. I mean, they're going to do something. We know that they are worse than animals trapped in a corner, you know, rabid animals trapped in a corner. And, you know, they're going to make a move. I don't know where. You should be pretty darn good at putting my finger on things, but there's so much taking place and going on. It's just it's almost unfathomable to believe that all this can be allotted as it has. You know, I mean, the reason why we're here is because it's been allotted to go this far. People, you know, were either completely, totally unaware, or they were in on the take, or, you know, they feared for their lives to say anything different. To the top of all this, you know, I mean, Maxine Waters up there in Minneapolis, did you see the video to that? I mean, that is just insanity. These people are unhinged. They've lost their minds, and they'll stop at nothing. They will stop at nothing. And just to add here, there's another aircraft in the air, another electronics command control aircraft, literally doing circles over Wisconsin right now, the B-703 or the Boeing E-8C Joint Stars. So something's, you know, they're concerned about something. And like you said, if we're at DEFCON 1, I mean, it all kind of comes down to who throws the first slug, doesn't it?
Well, or who gets slugged first.
That's right. Or who gets slugged first. You know,
I almost see China striking out first, and I'll tell you why. They're prone to paranoia. They are prone to first act violence. And if they perceive at all that the undoing of America is being compromised by Putin and Trump, then I do think they will move to act.
Right. You know, and I wanted to ask you, where does BRICS stand with all this?
Well, that's an interesting question. I actually raised that on a podcast a couple days ago. That's a good question, John. If you're looking at Iran at one point before they go rogue under the imams, but if you were looking at what China was doing, going to a digital gold-backed yuan, and I reported on that 2 days ago, I said, is this the resurrection of the BRICS? And I said, will they be soon buying oil from Iran again? And will we resurrect Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa? Perhaps. But I will say this. I think Russia is way beyond the BRICS. China is not.
Right.
China needs to build up its financial base so it can add to its military prowess and try to project global power. And they're betting that a digital-backed gold currency is the way to achieve that goal. I think it's a fool's errand, myself. But no one ever accused the Chinese of being brilliant financially. So, could it be the BRICS resurrecting? It could be from China's perspective. That would bring in South Africa. It will not be Brazil. It will not be India. But a partial resurrection of the BRICS, perhaps. It's a good question.
Well, you know, I just thinking about it off the top of my head, and you know, I mean, and I had something else here that I wanted to say, but it's eluding me right now for whatever reason. Come on, please come back. Well, nonetheless, I don't see a good way out of any of the stuff going on right now. I mean, somebody's going to have to take some licks, it seems to me, and I pray to God it isn't our country. I mean, we're already, you know, we already are the laughing stock of the world with what we've allowed and allotted to have happen here to our own country, being usurped, the election stolen, flat out stolen. The proof is beyond anything that you could ever see. I mean, the only way you're going to miss it is if you're deaf, dumb, and blind and cannot read Braille. I mean, this is, it's so blatantly in our face. And us as Americans, we've been neutered. We just sit back and we take it and we don't do anything about it. And I'm not saying, hey, get your pitchforks and ropes and go to the streets with torches. No. But something has to be done, especially with the southern border.
Something, you know, is being done, though. And forget the southern border just for a second. Okay. But something is being done. Putin and Trump are talking. They're trying to find a way to get Biden out. The military has rejected Biden from the Pentagon. They absolutely refuse to give him the nuclear codes. I mean, I could go on and on with this. Biden is
Why don't they arrest him? Why don't they arrest him? You know, I mean...
I'll answer your question from this perspective. I believe the reason that there's been no arrest is because of the fact that Biden is time, no pun intended, and he plans on bringing in the UN under the Kigali principles, which are why China is on our northern border and our southern border, and why, they'll be brought in to restore racial harmony, peace and tranquility, which under the Kigali principles, the UN has granted themselves the right to do it. We illegally signed on to the treaty without Senate approval in 2016 after the election, and that would have been John Kerry and Barack Obama. And Biden is going to bring in these forces, and they're going to be blue-helmeted Chinese. That's why I don't think we've acted yet, and this is why I don't think the military has acted yet, because this would invite a civil war right now, and they're looking for a way to avoid a civil war if possible.
Well, there just, it seems to me they're just trying to ramp it, you know, even more with the shootings and the
less all the stuff going they're on. Trying to use the justification to bring in the UN.
Right, they are, you know, and what was it? Not too long after Mad Max's little dialogue there in northwest Minneapolis, National Guard soldiers were shot at in a drive-by by a 28-year-old. Well, get this, black male. They do. You're right. They want the UN in here to wrap this thing up. But I fear, like, what they want to do before that is they want to get everything to a shooting war so that the UN has a firm reason to come in, you know, a full-out engagement within the country. I don't see how they could bring them in any other way other than to, you know, erect a situation like that. I mean, I'm just throwing noodles to the wall to see if
it costs. You're not throwing noodles to the wall. The noodles are on the wall in Ukraine. It's called Burisma.
Mm-hmm.
Burisma Absolutely. Has been used by the globalists to block the Russian projection of natural gas. Yep. That's where Biden came in.
And Hunter.
Well, Hunter was just a stooge.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter ran the interference to try to distract away from what Joe was doing, but it didn't work real well. I mean, there are so many different moving parts. One of the things I'm convinced of is that the Wuhan virus came out of Burisma and it was transported on Air Force Two by Hunter Biden. We know that the F-35 technology was transferred on a particular plane, and there was unmarked biolab material on the same flight that Hunter Biden was on. And it's our contention, my researchers and I, when we look at some of the Scrib documents and so forth, we firmly believe that that Biden was part of the plot, along with Mitt Romney, Paul Pelosi, and friends, to basically have used a DARPA-created coronavirus with the assistance of Fauci, and that ended up on that plane on Air Force Two.
Wow.
Yeah, this is not the first time I've said that. I said this a couple of years ago. And I'll tell you what triggered me to say it, too. A lot of people aren't aware of this, even though I have published this ad nauseum. In 2015, beginning of 2016, the Obama administration sponsored seminars for Ukrainian prosecutors. And they had key administration personnel teaching these Ukrainian prosecutors how to prosecute Burisma without implicating U.S. politicians or their family members. I have the itinerary. I have the hotel room numbers, what the topics were, who the presenters were. And I published all that on thecommonsenseshow.com. And as a consequence, I can tell you, I'm 100% right. This is what this has been about all along, the cover-up in Ukraine. And by Obama's knee deep into it as well.
You mind if I quote Biden?
I'm surprised he can quote himself, but please go ahead.
Well, son of a bitch, he got fired.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these people are flat out evil. I don't care what anybody says, one way from left or right, upside down, you know, right side up. You know, I mean, it's just as bad as Clinton. You know, we came, we saw, he died. To Gaddafi. I mean, I just pray that the military does the right thing and quashes this before it gets way too damned out of control. I mean, it's already out of control as far as
well. It's a balancing act, though. It is out of control, but it's a balancing act, because right now, if they make a move, the UN will be here tomorrow. And that means China crosses the borders. And it doesn't mean that China can conquer America. I'm not saying that. But it sure can ruin a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm. Unikid.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I used to think it was just the Marine Corps and Trump. It's no longer the case. It's the entire military has turned on Biden. In fact, if you look at the aerial photos tonight, I'm surprised they came out, of D.C., more fencing is being erected. They're expecting to be overtaken. Mm-hmm. The Biden administration is expecting to be deposed.
Yep. And I see, you know, I saw a video last night of a person that's there on ground, and they walked up to the first security perimeter to the White House. And yeah, they're erecting more gates, more fencing, more razor wire. And the White House had absolutely no security detail up around the building itself. And there was just Capitol Police at the very outmost perimeter to the White House. It's not even used. And the lights are off. Nobody's in there. You know, and I saw another picture today from, old Sleepy Creepy Joe and his sidekick. You know, these two flashbangs that were thrown into the country. Walking down the halls of what was purported to be the White House, and you can tell it's literally a prop setup. There's this huge, like, board you can see, like, protruding, like, from the back side of the wall sticking out. It's not flat. So it's not the White House. They're not there. You know, they're at these other locations around the country, and I've heard there's, like, three mock-ups to the White House across the nation for movies, you know, one being Castle Rock Entertainment over there out west, and I can't remember where the other two are, but I mean, the places exist. And it's just a big show. This is a big show that they're putting on. And I sent you that picture. I don't know what you can make of it. I don't know what to make of it either, of Kamala's neck, like, going together. I mean, it looks like it's a silicone mask. Are these even the real people? And then to lead on to top of it, you know, I don't know if you've seen these hologram videos of, like, Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, you know, performing on stage, and they have these tours where they go out and they project them as a hologram. Dave, it looks like it's them standing there performing. You know, who's to say that some of these interactions that we're seeing with these people aren't holograms? You know, I mean, things are so over the top and hard to even try to grasp and wrap our heads around. I mean, I say anything's possible. I really do. But, you know, I'm not trying to go into woohoo land here by no means. But things are that weird.
Yeah, it's like, what shoe is going to drop first? That's really where we're at.
Right. You know, and I think it's going to be the communications, Dave. We know that, like you said, you know, with John Moore, you know, the first things to go in any form of conflict is communications. And when they pull that plug, do you think when they pull that plug, that's when the UN is formally coming and landing within the country?
Yes, I totally agree. And another thing that people aren't talking about here, but there's so many people that know this, you know, 2 million people crossing the border, and a lot of them are combatants.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are kids being trafficked by people pretending to be their parents, and they're not. Mm-hmm. That's a huge component. Some are just average people trying to escape bullcrap, come to America. But a lot of these people are combatants that are coming into the country, and they're going to pre-positioned weapons caches, something Steve Quayle and I talked about last summer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, and kind of like that guy over there out west in California there a few years ago that he purportedly killed himself. And then they go to raid his house, and they pick, you know, found, what was it, like 670-some firearms and huge stashes of ammunition. Just like you said, they've got these safe houses set up. And I can affirm to you that you're right with the statement you just made about combatants coming across the southern border. It was Project Veritas with O'Keefe, James O'Keefe. He come out and said that, you know, yeah, they'd actually tracked this one guy who was on the terrorist watch list from Pakistan. And then he showed up on the radar somewhere in Mexico, and he was on his way to the border, and like the orders for this one specific man was to arrest on site. You know, so will he get through or will he not? Well, I mean, that's it's either here nor there, because like you said, think of all the fifth column elements that have flooded across the southern border into this country. They're all here.
Well, they've been here for a while. We covered at least three times during the early days of Antifa riots this past year in 2020, where preset weapons caches by the communist Chinese were laid in place for Antifa and BLM. And we had three discoveries of that. That was mainstream media news. So people have convenient memories, and they somehow forget that this all has already happened, and it's just continuing. See, it's hard to take down a nation like America. See, people ask the question, what'll it be? Are they going to hit him on the right cross, kick him between the legs? Are they going to decapitate him, cut off his ear? Answer, all the above. It's hard to take down America. You have to have a multi-pronged strategy. So people go, well, which is it? Immigration? Is it Putin? It's all of it. It's all of it.
Every single aspect of it, you know, and then you know as well as I do, everything they do is a multifaceted operation. It's not just one little thing for this one little bit. No, it's like 15 different things for one grand plan. You know, I mean, it's really something to behold, you know, and to be aware of it to the point for which we are is excellent for us. But think of all the people that are completely and totally, utterly unaware of any of it at all whatsoever. I mean, it's going to be as if they were standing out in the Midwest in a cornfield getting hit by a salmon coming screaming out of the sky at 500 mile an hour. You know, they're not going to know what to think. They'll utterly lose it. People will just go off of it, you know, go off in droves. And I mean, I really do. I pray for our country. I pray for our nation. And most of all, I pray for humanity as a whole, because this warring, this death, this destruction, this, you know, who can make the faster fly and hit the hardest rock is just it, we're over this. We should not be in this point as far as we're advanced technologically, you know, but you know, bad people stand to make a lot of money and they want to kill a heck of a lot of people.
I interviewed my good friend Dr. Ted Brower today, and he went through the spiritual satanic beliefs of the globalists, and it was one of those interviews where, you know, out of 51 minutes, I might have talked 5 or 6 minutes. And that's because Ted was on a roll. And he just talked about how incessant the Satanism is and how this is what they're dedicated to. This is how they covered up, but this is ultimately what they're after. And it's all about establishing not just a new world order, a satanic new world order.
Yep.
And this is what people are failing to understand. See, the average person listening to us talk tonight, they go, wow, these guys are a couple of whacked out idiots. The problem is everything we've said here tonight has been verified at least within the last week, at least, some of it longer.
We're telling people the blatant truth, and they better just come to the grasp and the grip of it, because, hey, man, we're not here to lie to you. We're here to inform you and have you, hopefully situationally aware for whatever may happen and or come down. Dave, I want to ask you, did you have a chance to watch that documentary I sent you or any of it?
Well, on what?
Well, the smuggling and organ harvesting Europe.
Yeah, I'm well aware of it, too.
You know, that I'll tell you, I mean, it's not graphic by no means, I mean, except for some of the wording in it, but to know that that's going on to the extent that it is, you're right, this is full-on Satanism, this is Luciferianism to the nth degree. I mean, this is as evil gets, as we can see it so far. I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, it can get a heck of a lot more evil from this point on out, but we need to try and nip it in the bud, and the military needs to know that good Americans stand on their side, and, you know, we will not be overthrown. I mean, we're almost halfway there, but look, us as Americans, we cannot allow anything more to happen from where it already is. We just cannot. Because, I don't want to end up in the graveyard of empires, Dave. I really don't, this country.
Well, we're already there. America's done. I mean, The question is, can any of it be resurrected? That's the question. Putin has the ability to deliver the death knell. He really does.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the fate of the world will be decided by Russia and China. That's where China hopes to force this.
Man, I mean, this is, it's heavy, you know, it's all heavy. It's hard to believe, you know, that we've come to where we're at right now. I mean, this makes the Cold War look relatively, you know, docile compared to what we're getting ready to experience going through right now.
I saw a movie last night with my wife called The Courier, and it's not going to be out much longer. I'm going to encourage people to see it. It was the story about how a plot was uncovered that the Russians were actually up to something with regard to a nuclear attack upon America, and it ended up being the Cuban Missile Crisis, but you didn't know that when the movie started. And a Soviet colonel who had been highly decorated in World War II was approached by the CIA and MI6, and he said, yeah, I'm going to help you because this is wrong. We don't want to live in this kind of planet. So they sent an English businessman to pretend to be doing trade deals. And eventually they got discovered, but not before the word got out. And they kind of saved the day, so to speak, and gave President Kennedy the information they needed, or he needed, to force Khrushchev to take the missiles out of Cuba. And in the beginning of the movie, when the English businessman met the Soviet colonel, they both said something along the lines, "We can't change the world, but it can begin with two people." And it began with two people. But one of the things that I was really struck by in the movie, besides just the great way that they portrayed history, was the fact that the Soviet spy apparatus, where everyone either was KGB or reported to KGB, and how just all-encompassing the police state surveillance grid was. We're here. And just today, the USPS was found to be guilty of a spy program on American people called ICOP. And ICOP is spying on America's social media for average people like Trump supporters. We're already there. That's my point. We are the Soviet Union. There are gulags, right, and there are Bolsheviks running this country as we speak. Bolsheviks who are Satanists.
Yeah, I mean, defend yourself by whatever means if you find yourself in a life-threatening situation. You know, somebody's going to come drag you off to a camp, defend yourself. Somebody's going to come and rip your children away from you, defend yourself. I don't want to have to be talking like this. I don't want to have to be saying things as such. But look, the time we're in, like you said, we're in them times.
We're in the times. Everyone needs to see this movie, The Courier. Need to see the movie. It was, you know, I think when it was made originally, because remember everything got delayed because of COVID. But I think when it was delayed originally, they weren't thinking about today. But with what's happened in America today, you couldn't see what was happening in the Soviet Union in the early 60s and not say, this is what we're living in.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, and I saw that blip. I didn't read the headline about the USPS, United States Postal Service, spying on people's social media accounts. I saw the headline. I was like, seriously? Okay, well then, you know, I mean, you know, we're in a gray state. We have no more legislature. We have no more judicial. We have no more executive. We're in a gray state. And will the true colors of the country ever fly again wholesomely? I don't know. It depends on what is ironed out over the next I mean, I don't know how many years, you know, we're looking for everything and all this stuff we're speaking about. But, I mean, I'd say within the next 3 years, we're going to see some absolutely huge incidents take place.
If you think we have 3 years, you're being optimistic.
Yes, I am. I'm being very optimistic.
We don't have 3 years. We may not have 3 months.
I've heard this, yes. You know, I was hearing it could be even be 6 days. So,
it could be. Hey, tell people about your show.
Yeah, folks, every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, at revolution.radio or freedomslips.com is where you'll find me, John Wayne, every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m., Studio A, that is. We got two studios there. Around that time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1. And like we said, Dave, we're officially now in Defense Condition 1. So,
well, you heard what I read to you earlier. Yep. There is no question. Folks, the things you've heard tonight, you do not have to accept. You can totally reject. That's your right. But what I'm telling you is that everyone I know in my side of the media and their best sources are all saying every word that you heard here tonight was true. And it's something that, honestly, this is not going to go away. There's going to be a major war. Whether it's a civil war, World War III, or a combination of the two, I don't know. But we're there, folks. We're there. I would prefer to come out of this with Russia as an ally. But the globalists will do anything they can do to prevent that from happening, including launching a false flag attack against Russia and say it was Biden. Mm-hmm. Biden needs to be arrested and go to prison right now because he is truly going to get us in war, a war in which millions will die.
Yep.
Yeah,
sooner rather than later.
Sooner rather than later is absolutely true. Well, John, I want to thank you for coming on. This has probably been the most dramatic show that we've done, but folks, proceed at your own risk. Proceed to ignore it. All it's a bunch of bull. That's okay. Anyway, we're out of time.